This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. We got to get up. Got to get a getting. Get out there where the folks are standing around waiting for the Old Trailblazer to come along. And we're bringing to these studies, folks, on the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And before we go any further, let me ask you to pray for the Old Trailblazer. Oftentimes, I have many problems with the recording equipment in here and get all excited and get nervous, but you pray for me. Would you do that? And I appreciate it if you will. And let me know if you're listening. Just let me know if you're hearing the Old Trailblazer and where you're hearing me from. And then if you would help me with the broadcast, we're looking there. We had seen how Moses' parents lived by faith. They believed the Lord had given them grace to call Moses a fair child, a particular child, a precious child, and to give them grace to hide him for 3 months there in the bulrushes there in the Nile River. They made a little boat out of bulrushes and put him in it. And most of you know that I'm a firm believer in the providence of God. And they took him down there to the Nile River, put him in the bulrushes there. And I'm sure that they sent his sister down there to kind of hang around. And it wasn't long before Pharaoh's daughter came to bathe. And they heard that baby crying. And they took him out of the water. And the girl said, well, would you like me to get a one of the Hebrew mothers to come so they can nurse him? Surely she went and got her mother. So we've read that and saw that in our last study or two. But now we're looking at Moses. We're looking for Moses. We saw there where their promises, he rested upon those promises. And I tell you, today, this morning, you folks who tell me you want to be saved, I ask you just to trust the Lord. I promise you, you can trust the Lord. And if you would, take hold of the horns of the altar and don't let go. Don't let go. And look to the Lord by faith. Let me call your attention to the assurance that had been wrought in the heart of Moses. Moses was a frail man, like many of us. He had passions like you and I have. He had infirmities like every one of us have. But there was no wavering or no doubting on his part. He said, it was said there in Exodus 14:13, see the salvation of the Lord, which he shall show you today. This is the language of faith, my friend, given by a God-given faith. Moses was not looking at the difficulties and the dangers which confronted him. Much of it, I'm sure, did. And he was occupied with one individual, and that was Jehovah God. Exodus 14:14 tells us, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. In the faith of Jehovah, in the face of Jehovah God, all difficulties disappear. They do. As I stand here in this little studio, day by day, I stand in the presence of the Lord. Standing in his presence, all difficulties seem to flee away. Looking to the Lord, they flee away. And I know what he can do for you if you want to be saved. I know what he can do. He give you a new heart. That's what the Lord does. He gives you a new heart. And I know that he can make you a new creature. Are you a new creature in Christ this morning, tonight, whatever time you hear the Old Trailblazer? I know he has a key to your heart and the key to your mind, and he's able to do with you what he chooses to do. Moses was a man of meditation, and his heart was constantly engaged in silent supplication unto Jehovah, because God had said unto him in Exodus 14:15, wherefore criest thou unto me? Wherefore thou criest unto me? Moses hadn't uttered one word. No, he hadn't uttered one word. We looked at that in our last study, how that man, God's child, seemingly our heart is always running out to the Lord. When Moses had not uttered one word, listen, this was not a rebuke to Moses. 1,000 times, no. Moses was just waiting the word of command. And until God gives it, Moses rested there. He just rested. This is true of every child of God who walks with the Lord. We just wait. There's a constant cry every moment as you walk in there in your home, in your place of business, out there on the back 40, cutting hay or baling hay, out there splitting logs, whatever you're doing. Lord, show me. Lord, show me what you'd have me to do. That was what the Apostle Paul said there on the road to Damascus after the Lord had unhorsed him. He said, Lord, what would you have me do? That's a cry in your heart this morning. That's a cry in every heart that's going up to the Lord of a believer all the time. Faith then must have a foundation to stand on. That's our thought for today. And the only sure and firm foundation that faith can rest upon is the promise of the living God. That's all. Your faith can't rest upon emotions. No, we saw that. We looked at that in our study already. Your faith does not rest upon emotions. Your faith can't rest upon feelings. And no, sir, I see so much of this emotional stuff now in the paper and in the magazine, and a lot of speaking in tongues and those things. But listen, you look out there at the waves and the wind blowing and the waves of the sea roaring and the surf was coming in. If you'd look there, you'd want to flee, wouldn't you? You'd want to head out. You'd want to run like a rabbit to the bushes, my friend. But no, you just wait on the Lord. And when I look at all the difficulties that face the old trailblazer here, I want to run oftentimes. I tell my folks here, I have the least faith of anyone that you know of. But when I look at the Lord, I can stand. When I go back there and begin to look at the Lord, look to the Lord, because my faith then rests upon the promises of a living God. Now, that's what the promises of God gave to Moses. And I want to mention to you, I have that book here by Brother Lockyer, All the Promises of God. It's $14.50 postpaid. If you write me, send or call me, we'll put it on your credit cards, mail it to you, and I believe it'll be a blessing to you. There, when you're down, feeling low, you go there and search those promises. It's ever promising God's word. All the conditional promises, all the unconditional promises, and the sweet promises, my friend. But listen. And then faith must have that foundation to stand on. Now, he says, fear not. Over there in Exodus 14:13, he says, fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. Now, brethren, my friends, that's the biggest piece of nonsense I've ever heard that we hear in today. Folks are spouting off that God is dead. There's no, God is not living. No, that's the biggest bunch of fools that I ever heard of. And I just make fun of them if I can. They make the headlines in the magazine. But listen, they're just a bunch of fools. God calls you a fool, my friend. God has called several folks fools in the Bible. Did you know that? We saw there where the rich man came out on his front porch one day, and he said, what in the world am I going to do? All my crops are coming in, and I don't have a place to put them. And then he paused a moment. He said, I know what I'll do. I'll tear down them old barns, and I'll build greater barns. And I'll tell my reapers, bring it in here. And then I'll say, soul, eat, drink, and be merry. Thou hast much goods laid up. Did you know a lot of folks doing that now? Putting away money in their 401k, and some of them have lost it with all of these things that's happening today. But my friend, I beg you, don't lay up treasures on earth. Lay them up in heaven where the moth and the rust and none of those things can happen to them. But I tell you, the Lord called this man a fool. He said, thou fool, tonight, this night, thy soul shall be required of thee. Now, let me call your attention to this fact. Faith, or the eye of faith, must see divine salvation before the eye of sense behold it. Did you get that? You've got to see by faith before you can actually see it with the naked eye. Now, it is the sure word of God that gives strength and faith to the individual. I just can't emphasize that enough. Listen, it's as a ground of faith. They're coming to the Lord for salvation. Now, what is the ground of faith in coming to the Lord for salvation? Do you want to be saved? You want to be saved? All right. What's the ground of your faith? You're coming to the Lord. What's the ground of it? It's His promise. Let's go back now. It's His promise. It's His word. That's the ground of it. You've got to believe it. You've got to rest upon it. You've got to sit flat down upon it, like the old preacher one night preaching away, and laid his Bible down on the floor, and he stood up on it, and he said, that's faith, my brethren, standing on the word of God. He just stood up on the Bible, and that's the way it is. You got to stand. Moses rested there. He didn't become frightened. He saw the Egyptian army. He saw the Lord lift that cloud, stand between them there when they had fallen to the Lord, and he saw God stand between them. Oh, my friend, listen, yonder in the secret closet of our heart, God's child rests there in meditation upon eternal word, upon God's eternal word, and upon His promise. That's the reason I want you to get that book. And I see God move, come in between me and problems, between me and the enemy, those who would have me to close up and go home. Oh, how many times have I seen the Lord move and become between and come between me and my enemies? And then you know another thing He does? He keeps me sweet. I don't have a bitter bone in my body, my friend. Oh, I could be bitter from things that's been said about the old Trailblazer, lies that's been told and misunderstandings and things. But you know what I do? I pray for those folks. The Bible tells us to pray for those that hate us. Do you do that? My friend, do you have grace enough to pray for those that hate you? I ask you all the time to pray for the old Trailblazer, and I wish you would. Pray for those that despitefully use you. You'll get a blessing out of it. If you go in there and tell them, say, I've been praying for you, brother, you know what it'll do? It'll calm them down. It'll diffuse all of their anxiety and all of those things. But I praise the Lord that Moses rested on the word of faith. He rested on God's word. And that's what we do. He's an example of us. We wait there and see how to wait till the Lord moves, just like old Gideon did. You know, he said, I'm going to put out the fleece tonight, and if it's wet and everything else is dry, I believe you. Well, he didn't do it, did he? So the next night he said, Lord, one more time. I'm going to put the fleece out, and if it's wet and if it's dry and everything else is wet, then I believe you. I don't have any problem with that. No, sir. I believe we need to be sure. Before we move, be sure. Don't run off half-cocked, my friend. But the Lord will give you grace. Did you know the Lord will give you grace? And listen, how many times have I seen the Lord work out situations that I thought were impossible to work out? The old Trailblazer don't have no faith. It's the faith of God. That's right. Resting upon the Word of God. And listen, let me give you another illustration if I have time. I could stand here for the next 2 hours and give you one illustration after another. But we're about to run out of time. But the Lord is undertaken for us day in and day out, and He'll undertake for you, my friend, if you just wait on the Lord. You just wait on the Lord, and He'll undertake for you, and then you'll be able to thank the Lord and praise the Lord for that grace. We will give you some of those illustrations in another study one time. I praise the Lord for you folks. Many of you helping me with the broadcast here, whether it be much or little, but you ask the Lord what He would have you to do. Would you do that? And then write me and let me hear from you. Some of these new stations that have gone on, let me know if you listen to one of them. Tell me where they are and which station they are. And then if you'd like that book on the promises of God, you write me. Pray for the Old Trailblazer. Would you do that? My mailing address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. Go there and see much about the Old Trailblazer, the Voice of Truth broadcast, and many other things. Goodbye and God bless you.